Hey everyone, it's me here, and my second post from this Audio Boom, B-O-O-M app, and just everything's good. Just came for a walk a little bit ago and had some coffee and some cake and some cookies here, and I got to stop myself from eating them before I eat them all up. But anyway, what I thought I would come in here today is talking about something that's kind of been on my mind for some time now, and I know a lot of you, like on Facebook and Twitter, that follow me, have been seeing that I don't really post a lot because I don't really have a lot to post about. But when I do, I like to post out pictures and stuff like that and video clips on Instagram and this other little site called Viddy. And so I know if you're blind users, I know you're not really getting much out of them, but I do try to include a little bit of a description. And sometimes in between, I like to jump in and just post a little bit and say, hey guys, what's going on? Just heading out, letting you know that, you know, it's a nice day for a walk. Just something a little bit like that, that, you know, lets people know that I am actually there. Because one of the things that's really been on my mind, getting to what I wanted to say, is about some people on Facebook and on Twitter alike that post a fair bit. When they go and post on Twitter, especially, I notice there's people that tweet about Dice World scores. That I see a lot of that, and I've actually got a client on my desktop, TweeDeck, which is unfortunately does not work with screen readers. But for people with sight like myself and other fully sighted people, one of the features it has is the ability to mute tweets, which basically suppresses them, and so you can set certain words. Or something to look for, and it will hide those tweets, pretty much strip them out. And Dice World is one of the ones I've muted out because I get, you know, I see a lot of people and they tweet that and so much of that and so much of that. And RS Games is another one that I see people tweeting out about. Like I've got a couple people that tweet that out. And that's all not so bad. I kind of like to see, you know, kind of tweets about like, hey, how's everybody doing kind of thing. Just, you know, kind of, you know, personal tweets, like I call them, like people that someone in themselves actually write. Just like what's, you know, how, you know, what they're feeling, what the weather's like, just very, just generic things like that. But I've seen a couple of people tweet a bunch of, I call them useless tweets, or, you know, I guess that's the best way to put it. There's no point to them, just something to put something out. I had sex, like, so this person had so-and-so people unfollow, you know, one people follow them, and it's flwrs.com, which I guess is one of these services, tells you how many people followed you and unfollowed you, that kind of thing. Do I really need to know that? Do I really care about how many people unfollowed you or followed you? You know, it's nice to have, everyone likes to have followers, but who cares, you know, in my opinion anyway. It's kind of stupid, really. Another one that's just one of these, that fits along that same line, it's just as aggravating. And I've, my Twitter account is worth $4.95. My Twitter account is worth $3.80. And a couple people tweet this out on a daily basis, once a day. And these people don't tweet too much else, really. And when I'm talking about these Dice World people, that's all I see from them, it seems. That all I see is, I beat so-and-so at Dice World. I beat that user at Dice World. I beat whatever at Dice World. I just see those, but no, very few regular posts from them. And so that's kind of an annoyance. I don't care. I mean, I don't mind. People want to post that. It's their feed. They can post what they want. And that's not what I'm knocking. What I'm knocking about is people not posting themselves. I mean, I'm not asking them to post their personal life. And I don't post a lot of personal stuff either. And like I said, at the start of this tweet, I post a lot of, lately in the last several months, has been like Instagram posts and like pictures or like little video clips, and a lot of them don't really benefit a blind user, but I do try to put a description in it so at least they know what it is. And at end, it is something I've done. Okay, so they may get tired of seeing that, and you think, well, that's all he posts, and so what's he complaining about? I don't go bombing people's streams on a daily basis with that. But anyway, that's my opinion on that. So, you know, I'm not out to offend anybody or make anybody mad, because, you have a right to post what you want. That's fine. If you want to post Dice World scores, I mean, I don't care. That's, you know, like I say, don't got to look at them. I can just skip over them and not pay attention to them. So anyway, enough about that. Meanwhile, on Facebook, I see the same person, well, not the same people, but similar things too. There's one particular person from up here. All you want to do is, every day is nothing but Foursquare check-ins. It's Swarm app now, but the same thing, that's all that comes from through on them on Facebook. And it's all in a very close time proximity. So I don't know if it's set to automatically check them in or what. I don't know what the deal is. But to me, that's kind of a little overdone, overrated. And again, I don't see nothing about, I'm just with my friend, whatever, going out for coffee, going to McDonald's, whatever, hitting the mall, whatever, just something like that again, too. And then all these people, and then there's other people on Facebook that, you know, they share plenty of links and all this stuff to different sites and games and things like that. But, you know, we don't see too much about them. Been on them for 2 years. I haven't seen anything that they've actually sat down or whatever, typed in, put in, hey, how's everybody going? That kind of thing. I'm doing good. I'm bored, whatever. Just, you know, the little things like that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm sounding like a whiner or somebody just to complain about, something to gripe about. But I mean, I just think that people, you know, I think the whole idea of being of on social networking is to, you know, just to socialize and let, you know, to see people out there and some real friends. You've got real friends. You want to know what they're doing and that kind of thing. I follow a lot of sources myself that are like quotes and and some of the radio stations like 680 News, local ones, 610 CKTB, and just other media sources, which I know they do tweet out headlines and links to go look. And that's, of course, and that's fine. I have no trouble with that. I just think some of the people, especially the ones that I know, that don't really just let us know that, you know, there's a real person. They can't sit and type something out. Just how's everybody, you know, just on board. You know, just something like that. I mean, I've even seen a few people just say, what's up, everybody? I'm bored. They're just I'm bored. And good day. Just something like that. Just every once in a while, like, you know, can go in between these other things that come out. And so that's just my thoughts and opinion on that. You know, say what you will, think what you want, think I'm crazy, whatever. But, you know, at least, and, you know, even here, I got to click the link to listen to an audio boo. This is me talking, but it's for me. And then I know there's some of these services. Well, I don't know how, and they're like, you know, it just does it automatically. I don't know how to, I can't stop it. Well, that's the other thing. To me, if I want to tweet something out, I want to be able to put it out myself and share it rather than it automatically share it. And, of course, that's the thing, too. And I think there's a Twitterscope or something like that, this daily Twitterscope thing that if a couple people put out, and that does automatically get sent out because I know by the time and when the person's not, no person's not there. Anyway, time's running out, so I'm going to wrap this thing up. And again, my apologies if I got anyone a little bit upset or offended anybody, but just my thoughts and opinion. So y'all take care and have a good day. So long.